So Brad, to start this portion, I just wanted to see if you could clarify some terms that we've used, specifically Shabbat and Torah.
Yeah, those are important terms, and they should be identified, because most people, based upon their Bible translations, assume that Torah in Hebrew, in the language in which our Bibles was written, is the same concept as law in Western countries, and it is not. The concept of Torah in Hebrew is the instructions of a father. As a matter of fact, it's also an agricultural term that describes the rain that comes out of the clouds that waters the ground after the seed's been planted. I highlight after the seed's been planted. So the concept in Hebrew, or in our Bible, is the instructions of our father that bless us when the soil, if you will, receives them. Now, Shabbat, we've used that word a couple of times. That is Sabbath. It's just a Hebrew word for Sabbath, or the seventh day, one of those days that our Father has given us to rest upon, called Shabbat. And so the concept of Torah is very important, because it gets turned into some kind of legalistic, legislative point of view, basically from the Pharisees and the Sadducees in the Scriptures. And that's one of the reasons why Yeshua and Paul both had problems with the Pharisees and the Sadducees representing the religious systems at the time, who had turned the instructions of the Father into legalism and unbiblical traditions.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the word legalism always comes up when we start to talk about Torah or even the Old Testament. And another thing that comes up is the law of liberty, the law of Moses, and kind of those concepts and those words seem to get confused. Can you clarify those things?
Yes, and those are important concepts as well, because if you read the text, especially knowing the background of the religious systems at the time, and basically the background of all religious systems, is that Yeshua, that is Jesus, and Paul were addressing the customs and traditions of men that had been added and taken away from God's instructions, not God's instructions. Paul and the Messiah never, ever said anything negative about the commandments of God. It was the commandments of men that we are freed from, because that had been what had taken place during the times of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So the idea of being delivered from commandments and laws and traditions of men, not the traditions and commandments and laws of our loving Father that He gave us from the very beginning. There's a huge difference between those two concepts.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And you know, Brad, something else that comes up is, of course, when you think of the Torah, many people throw out 613 commandments. And in the United States, I've heard that there's about 2.4 million laws that we have to live under. And it's just kind of interesting that we have no problem with those, but when it comes to God's laws, we have a tendency to throw them out.
Yeah, the bottom line, Cole, is that if we believe that Yeshua died on the tree or on the cross to free us from the law, which He didn't, He died to free us from the penalty of sin, which is death. But given that, if He died to free us from the law, well, then obviously He only died to free us from God's laws, because most of us have absolutely no problem with obeying man's laws, and then we understand that we should do these things. And so it would logically conclude that He only died on the tree to free us from His own laws, which is absurd, of course.
Absolutely. It certainly is.